One of the biggest mistakes, and I've interviewed hundreds of people, I've hired hundreds, one of the biggest mistakes before the interview even begins is a weak handshake. It shows a lack of authority, and a too strong handshake shows aggressiveness. Actually, what I've done with some people who have come to interview with me, when they shake my hand and it's weak, especially women, because women actually make this mistake much more often than men do in my experience, they just give me a limp fish handshake. I'll say at that moment while holding their hand, squeeze, and then a little harder, squeeze, 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 that's just right. And sometimes it embarrasses them, but I tell them, look, I'm only trying to help you. A handshake is really the most important. It's the first impression you're making. So what you want to do is shake the hand of somebody who knows, someone in a leadership position who you trust, or even one of your friends, and then ask them what that feels like. Does it feel like an authoritarian handshake? Is it too much? Is it too strong? The other thing I want to talk about is people who fold their arms in front of them. It looks as if you're disinterested, you don't trust, or that you're resisting whatever person is telling you. So don't fold your arms. You might want to clasp your hands loosely in front of you. You can do almost anything else with your arms that will be less offensive than folding your arms in front of you. Fidgeting, none of that. Fidgeting is not a leadership quality. You want to make sure that you evoke poise and calm. Also, and I'm sure, Chris, you've experienced this from some people, standing too close. In the West, we like our personal space. And personal space, through research, in the Western culture, is deemed to be about a foot and a half from the other person. So you don't want to stand any closer than that. You don't want to walk up on someone if you're walking to their office and they're sitting. You don't want to stand any closer than a foot and a half. All right, I know that for some people that's going to be very helpful because there is a negative visceral response to someone invading your personal space. And as I wrap up, I just want to say that when you think of executive presence, think about people that you know, that you feel have it, leaders that you're admiring, people like President Obama or Barbara Walters or Anthony Hopkins or Nelson Mandela. If you have in your own life people that you, when you see them, immediately you sense confidence, calm, poise, decision-making ability, and you want to follow them, then you want to start to emulate those characteristics. And everybody has their own heroes. My heroes, your heroes are probably very different. But think about your own heroes and what makes them give off an aura of being exceptional and start to develop consciously those same qualities, Chris. Your brand of confidence, of leadership, of being exceptional, that could take a while to build. But it's very easy to tear that all down in just one major incident. So what you want to do is understand that every interaction that you have with someone, you are either building your brand or you're tearing it down. Every interaction. So you're going to be aware of who you are, no matter where you are. If you're at the company picnic, if you're at the company Christmas party, you remember that you're still at work. Even though you're not at the office, you're at work. And so you may be a little relaxed, more relaxed at these places, but you want to make sure that you maintain a certain level of professionalism, that you don't imbibe too much in alcoholic beverages, and that you don't get too casual in your interactions with people.
Absolutely. You shared with us some incredible points for all of us to take this home with us today and sort of self-identify with some of the ways we may be able to improve ourselves through your guidance and advice. You know, as we do come to a close, I'd like to share your website with everyone at www.milleradvantagegroup.com. On your site, we should be able to find some more information and also some great ways that we can get in touch with you as well.
That's right. You can get in touch with me at miller@milleradvantagegroup.com. That's miller@milleradvantagegroup.com or at 773-297-6977. And thank you so much, Chris. I always enjoy talking to your listeners.
Absolutely, and it's always a pleasure to have you here with us on Spotlight Radio.